dictation for Cheryl, Cheryl Rutherford, Rutherford, January 1st, 49. Address as a letter to Dr. Kozlowski for 631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, a follow-up for Cheryl, chronic kidney disease. Last visit, August. Has a small kidney on the right-sided, normal-sized kidney on the left, with findings of left-sided hydronephrosis and hydroureter. Because of this, we send her to Dr. Stockall, Stockall, urology. Cystoscopy was done. They documented the dilatation, as indicated above, but there was no stone, tumors, stricture, or any abnormalities. She has chronic diarrhea from Crohn's disease. She has edema through the day, numbness on the feet, denies open ulcers or severe claudication. She has chronic dyspnea, has not required any oxygen, denies purulent material hemoptysis, denies chest pain palpitation, minor lightheadedness but no syncope. She follows with cardiology Dr. Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N. She's still grieving, passing away of husband, which happened already September last year. Family members, a son and a daughter are close by, but she takes care of herself. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Remains on Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, Dr. Holtz, H-O-L-T-Z for the Crohn's. Medications for diarrhea, beta blockers, nitrates, cholesterol treatment, low-dose prednisone, Plavix, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph on physical exam, frail elderly lady, weight 105, blood pressure 120/54, minor degree of tachypnea, however, oxygenation room air 98%, lungs are clear, does have aortic systolic murmur, no pericardial rap, increased bowel sounds, no peritoneal signs ascites. I don't see edema diagnosis or focal deficit. Is my understanding for neuropathy, they are planning to do EMG. I review the urology note. Next paragraph, chemistries. Baseline creatinine 1.2, 1.3. November went up to 1.97. Repeat improved 1.68. And now down to 1.28. So that will be now close to baseline. GFR of 44 is stage 3B. Normal sodium potassium. There is metabolic acidosis 21 with high chloride, likely from diarrhea and renal failure, a normal albumin calcium, normal phosphorus, anemia 9.6, normal B12, folic acid, there is evidence of iron deficiency, ferritin down to 38 with saturation 30%, an increase of white blood cell count, neutrophils, a normal platelet count. Recent thyroid studies, normal, and vitamin D25 low. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure. chronic diarrhea from Crohn's disease, pre-renal state, findings of hydronephrosis, hydroureter on the left side with negative work cup as indicated above, does have a small kidney on the right side. Kidney function is improved, no indication for dialysis. Metabolic acidosis likely, combination diarrhea and renal failure. She's not on nephrotoxic agents, blood pressure stable, normal, low side. There is anemia with relative iron deficiency. Some of this might be from the Crohn's disease. She needs iron replacement. If not tolerated orally, consider IV. If that doesn't improve, hemoglobin to 10 to 11, potential EPO treatment. Dyspnea in part related to anemia. However, heart issues needs to be ruled out. She does follow with Dr. Watson. We'll see if there is any echocardiogram. The etiology of her neuropathy also needs to be assessed. Only should discuss at length with the patient, prolonged visit. Plan to see her back on the next 4 or 5 months.